cut the band, please. Thank you. We have a live in-house band as we're here on the road, as you can see, on a highway. And, you know, I always travel with music. Anyways, welcome to Last Man Laughing, a new original series by Real Deal Media, the finest. I am the Last Man Laughing, Dean Ryan. And I am on the highway here. There's another gentleman who's on the road with me. J.S. Pop. All right. Very good. And cut. Okay, thank you. We practiced this in rehearsal. J.S., it's so good to see you. And I've always admired your motorcycle as well. We make our way across the many different cities. I don't know if I told you, I was telling the audience last night on World at War, is I got a loud knock on my door yesterday due to what happened to me 2 weeks ago. If you're unaware, I don't think you were here, is I had cops bang on the door, right? And as I was getting into the shower, and I'm like, oh my God, who is at the door? Please. I didn't order a pizza or anything. But it was the cops. You know a cop knock when you hear one.
Yeah.
And because it was before a show, and I was a little angry before the show, and I was having a discussion on the phone. Apparently, I was a little louder than I thought, and it's probably due to the new earbuds. And so they said, we got complaint of a domestic violence happening here. And I'm thinking, here? Wait, who else is here?
It's like, yeah, what am I doing? Hurting myself?
I said, see, shadow boxing again. Yeah, hurting myself. And it was the weirdest thing because I was like, I didn't have any available towels. So I had like this, I don't know, the size, like a sample towel that's, yay. Well, and I'm like, exactly. A napkin, yes. And they did the typical cop thing where they're, are you sure no one's here? Then what are these things? Who are you hiding?
Are you sure no one's here?
I'm like, okay. Okay, I think I took criminal justice as well, for a summer. Like, okay, and he was doing his little, mind games, and, he had cauliflowered ears because, cops are MMA fighters these days. So that happened. So what took place yesterday, I got the boop, 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 and I'm like, oh, what do they want again? What seems to be happening here? What's happening? And so it wasn't the cops this time. It was weird. Well, it was about a 5'3", gingered haired, like woman, 30, whatever, some, maybe, I don't know, 40. And she goes,
hi, I'm your neighbor below. I just got dropped off by the mental ward. Can you help me?
I'm thinking, oh my God. I said, oh my God, they found me. The Manson family 2.0 is back. So, and, I was bewildered. I'm like, she literally just got dropped off, this woman. I mean, this is a serious thing. And she had a Ziploc bag. Okay, she had a Ziploc bag. And it had psych ward SSR drugs in it. The ones that, like, are in the Benadryl casings. In the foil still.
So you can only open one at a time.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're, seized candies, Like a, So I asked her, I said, are those the drugs, the SSRI drugs that they gave you? She goes, So naturally, I don't know, something, told me, have you ever tried mushrooms? A better time to bring it up than the most awkward.
It's the holistic way, the mushrooms.
Yeah, that's where I was getting to. It's a holistic way. Not that I'm selling you any. So she goes, and so she said, she just got here. And I'm like, to the area or to Earth, you just got here.
to this planet.
to this planet. And she said that she didn't have a phone. She didn't have any food. And or a phone, and her husband took her phone away, and she doesn't know where they are, and she doesn't know what to do next. Out of all the people to she knocked on my door, where I'm like all spaced out, and my hair's here, and my shirt's missing, and I was sweating profusely for some reason.
And so when you opened the door, she was like, cha-ching.
No, she was like, here, you might need these. And I said, thank you. So I'm like, can I, you know, and she's all spaced out. And like, so then I said, can I get you a loaf of bread? Yeah. Can I get you a loaf of bread? Which, I mean, what do you say? I mean, I'm thinking of what I have.
That was pretty good for that situation, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Can I get you a Hot Pocket? Just wait 2 minutes, you know? Then she's like, oh, no. Then she starts becoming a chooser.
No, just a few pieces.
Oh, are you watching your carbs? Yeah, Virginia Woolf, you're absolutely correct. It was sketchy, very Manson family-esque. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? There's this holiday bread I haven't eaten. And anyway, so I gave it to her. It was like this. And then here, you go on your way now and go to the recreational room. And I'm sure they can help you from there. She goes,
Where is it?
Over there. Go that way. So she went and that was it. And I'm thinking, God, please don't come back. Please don't come back. Please don't come back. Please don't come. So anyways, about an hour later, the door rings, the doorbell. It goes, you know, and I'm thinking, oh no, it rings. And I hear that doorbell and I leaped up like the WB frog. I just leaped out of my, I said, oh God, no,
yeah, she's back. You knew who it was already.
I knew who it was. And it's not one of those instances where you can say no one's home or anything, or turn your lights off and close your blinds because she just saw me earlier. And beneath me. And by the way, there was no one beneath me for greater part of a year. And the last person beneath me was, I swear it was a brothel. They were running downstairs. And I know, because when things were engaging with, you know, two people, it's like I was right there with them.
That's when I should have visited. It was during that.
Yeah. 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 So this visitor, so the doorbell rings, I get freaked out. I leaped and I said, you know, I do one of these things like I'm Sonny Crockett, you know, and I open the door. I'm like, oh, I forgot I ordered groceries. And it's this rando chick delivering groceries. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to see you. She was looking at me and she said, are you OK? Are you OK?
Dean's like, I'm fine. And he's like kissing her.
Yeah, yeah. So we made out after. And no. So that happened. Now, during this whole time, I'm thinking, God, I hope her husband or somebody picked her up and she goes back to Kansas or whatever. And I'm like, can I buy you a plane ticket to Kansas? We'll just drop you off.
Or a bus ticket.
Would you like to ride with Greyhound? It did me wonders. Would you like Greyhound points? So anyways, fast forward to today, this morning. And first time, there's not a lot of air traffic, too early. So I'm sleeping fine. And around 9:30, 10, I hear, I'm like, oh, dear God, no. And then it's one of those things. You don't know if you heard a knock or if you're still dreaming and people are knocking in your dream. I was too scared to even look because I knew it. And I could hear the footsteps where it sounded like, I think I heard it again. It sounds like Godzilla up the stairs. Yeah. And I'm pretty damn sure it was her. And so I played possum and hid under my covers like anyone else would do. You remember Brigitte Fonda from Single White Female?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Similar situation here is there is a psychotic person just feet away from me. And I don't know what to do about it. And other than just, I don't know, insulate myself here and barricade.
Here's the weighing factor, though, Dean. Did she look similar to Brigitte Fonda?
You know, that's what I was weighing out when I was talking to her and we were having our first initial interview, is who does she remind me of? And I came up, so far, all I got was Eric Stoltz. She reminds me of Eric Stoltz, a very young Eric Stoltz, yes. If I had to describe it, yeah. Yes, yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
I don't know how else to say it.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. So that's been kind of my past 24 hours. I'm, you know, enemy territory, they say. So, as you know, I left earlier in the week. The crappy thing that happened is some plans got thrown around and I had to leave. And this is at a time in Southern California, just so you know, non-stop military aircraft, more than I've ever heard in my life, even living there. And it's not normal. It's not normal. And then I had to get back. Where I was going wasn't too far. So I took a Greyhound bus, and boy, what a huge mistake that was. Huge mistake. I wound up stranded in Glendale because one of the buses was broken. Now, what they don't tell you is what I thought they stopped doing is I had the who's who of the Cell Block 6 All-Stars from San Quentin sitting around me. It was so bad. I looked like the math tutor who was trying to help all the players graduate so they can play ball in college. And that was a unnerving feeling. I believe there was an MS-13 gentleman who had one of his baby mama's tattoos on his neck. He was a little unpleasant. He bona fide my complete and utter hatred towards mariachi music, to which he then played Chicano rap music. Then I said, you know what? The mariachi isn't so bad after all. JS Pop, who's going to tell me why these things happen. JS, thank you for coming back to the night. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah, I tell you, I'll take mariachi over Mexican rap any day.
JS, I'm telling you, it was so bad. I've never heard this Chicano rap. It sounds like a bunch of, like, people fighting in a dusty ring. It was terrible. And the worst thing is, somewhere in this P-Brain's mind, he thought it was a good idea to start doing this at 4 in the morning. Because remember, we got delayed. So imagine that. You're minding your own beeswax. Oh, not to mention, I didn't even tell you, I had literally Fridge Perry from the Chicago Bears sitting next to me. I had no seat. I had to sit on the handle.
The fridge next to you.
And he was snoring. And then you know what he did too is you probably know this. They get Subway sandwiches, and there's something about Subway. Their onions stink to high heaven. You can smell the onions from the graveyard. Have you had that? I mean, I hate Subway now. Just thinking about that guy, and his onion breath was just as bad.
Yeah, I've never been fond of Subway.
To be fair, I like Subway when I eat it, but when others eat it, no, I hate it. It stinks. It's terrible. So then the worst part is, so I go to the restroom during the, you know, just the 20-hour trip at this point. So I go to the restroom, and what do you know? The lock's broken. You know how I found out? Because the same junkie who kept trying to get in before me kept trying to go in. I'm like, just saw me 10 seconds ago. What's changed? What's changed? God. I'm telling you.
I'm starting to think that on this trip that you took, you probably had every nightmare experience I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. I mean, the Chicano rap, it was, you know what it was? It was a rap duel, a duo, like a duo, you know, they're dueling. So it's even worse. Yeah, yeah. So, and, you know, what am I going to say to him? I'm not armed. And, you know, he's probably killed a few people in the past few days. So I have to endure this. And I have a fat Albert next to me, just now leaning on me. And onion breath. I got another convict over there talking about his baby mama. And I don't know. He liked me for some reason. I don't know how I feel about that.
He did.
I couldn't understand why, because I was talking to him like an employer. I don't know why. There's something with the very down and out people, because there's like a mental illness, or there's a slight mental illness. But for some reason, out of the entire bus, they come to me to ask me a question of, hey, how do you move the seat back? I don't know. I don't work here. I just
you just look like a seat expert.
Well, the funny thing is, I didn't have a seat. I had Fridge Perry occupying all two. Oh, and there's a baby in the front. And I'm not talking about any baby. I'm talking about a baby that sounds like someone's pulling the cord of the baby, and he's doing the same scream. He was doing this scream. It was going, like, what the hell is this? And it was so hard to find out, because I was so busy trying to figure out whether the baby's mother is a guy or a girl. That's how bad this was. I swear to you. She, you know who she looked like? She looked like James Spader. If you don't know who that is, this is a dead ringer. Actually, looks like John Elway, now that I think about it. Yeah. She looks like a young John Elway. So and she had shaved head, and then she had like rainbow color mohawk, like a cockatoo or something, you know. So now I have Dave Chappelle behind me tapping me on the shoulder.
Yo, man, I need to move this sheet, man.
I said, not only do I not know, but the pissed off people that work here especially don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You look like better than they do.
Jazz, I've met prison guards that are a lot happier than people that work at Greyhound. I'm telling you. This guy, you got to see him. I should have took a photo. I mean, he was pissed off from the moment he got there to the moment we all left. He almost didn't let me on.
Off the bus?
No, he almost didn't let me off or on. It was like, you know, this guy, he was, he looked like Gomez from the Addams Family. And he had this huge torso and these little pencil legs like this. Like he had these little pencil legs, like your legs. So this guy, he was so pissed off. He was going to let me on the bus because, I didn't have the right ticket in time when clearly I did. I just didn't have internet because we've been sitting in the rain for 2 hours. My God. And the freaks at the train or at the bus station, the freaks. I had an old, there was an old Mexican woman that came into the bus station. It was just me, some hooker, and then like the man, woman, daycare worker of the child, and this Mexican woman starts singing like Evita in a ghost hat. I swear to God, she started singing like La Bamba and Don't Cry for Me Argentina, and nobody asked her to. Nobody asked her, but it was so weird. It was so weird. So weird. So, you know, we did this trip and everything, and, you know, they're selling like heroin in the back, you know, what's going on. They're selling, you know, chasing the dragon in the bathroom, by the way, which has no lock and no soap. I don't even know what the hell that is.
They're chasing the dragon everywhere.
Yeah. They're chasing the dragon everywhere. It does. And the MS-13 guy, all I said to the guy, because I'm trying to be nice, I'm trying to make friends with the heavies, you know, that's what you do in prison.
Right.
Okay. So I go to the MS-13 guy. Then I'm thinking, okay, you know, we'll see what he does. Maybe I'll buy some Chiclets or something. And I said, you know what?
God, gee, it's cold out here. I can't feel my face.
Purely innocent. There's no underlying meaning to it. Purely innocent. He goes,
oh, you think that's cold, huh? You think this is cold? I'll show you cold. Minus 30 degrees, fool.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy, he went from, like, Freddie Prinze to, like, you know, El Chapo. He got pissed off. I'm like, okay, you beat me there. If I ever go to the Arctic, yeah, it's probably the worst. Okay. I mean, speaking of which, you're probably there right now. Then the bus driver, just to sum it all up here, as I'm reliving a nightmare out of hell, is he came to the back of the bus, this guy, and started doing that PSA announcement about this drug deal, how it's bad. And he did the worst thing. He goes, there was a stabbing in here. There was a shooting in here. There was an overdose in here. And there was some, you know, hanky-panky. And he was saying this on the loudspeaker. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I'm in the midst of a crime scene right now. The fact that these people have to tell grown adults who, okay, are on the wrong side of the urban track that, hey, just because you're on a phone call doesn't mean we're on the phone call, too. You know?
Right.
You got a problem with your baby mama doesn't mean I do. You know? It just like you have to tell the most simple things like wash your hands after the bathroom, tie your shoes so you don't trip. I mean, how stupid. So all this happened and, you know, I had to get home. Now, the caveat of it all is I finally arrive at 5:30 in the morning. And if you want to see zombies and what people who are subhuman look like and go to these places around, I mean, nothing good happens between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Nothing.
Not at bus stations. No,
no, there's nothing there. You don't even want to look. It's so bad. And I won't even talk about the restrooms because clearly there's it's a Wuhan laboratory of its own. So now I'm waiting now. So now I'm outside waiting for my Uber. And El Chapo is right next to me, and he keeps, you know, he's burning a hole in the side of my head because he wants to talk to me. And there's no way I'm interested in talking to this, you know, Kimo Sabe.
Yeah.
And so my Uber picks up, and, you know, I've avoided cops all the time. I'm good. I'm glad. I, you know, And it's just now what I found out, just to top it all off finally, is my Uber driver was a 30-year like detective and God knows what police precinct. I'm thinking, oh my God. And he was like looking at me funny, like I was a mule, like trying to like sell pot or weed. But and I, you know, for a minute I thought, do I really want this guy knowing where I live? Clearly he's a sociopath.
And you know, pot or weed is legal now.
Not in his world. Not in his world. He said to me that he just does Uber just for fun because it clears his conscience. And I'm thinking, from what? He goes, I just like driving and listening to music. I mean, you are a freak. You are a freak. So all this happened. I'm lucky to be alive once again, and I cannot recommend that you avoid Greyhound at all costs.
Shut up.